Good evening, Rabbi Eli Nariman. Thank you very much for patching me in. And of course, we thank our host, Jake Weinman, for creating and establishing and coordinating everything that happens at SheerEnjoyment.com. Special thank you, Jake. Tonight we begin as we always do. We want to thank our sponsor for dedicating the Shir Lezecher Uli'ili Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. This coming Wednesday evening, we are all well aware, will be Lag V'Omer, special day in the Jewish calendar. Many of us, many people all over Klal Yisrael celebrate this day with joy. It's a special point in the Omer, a special point in the year, and a special day. It's a bit of a Kabbalistic flavor. It has a bit of a flavor of Kabbalah in some of the customs that are associated with the day of lighting bonfires and piyutim of Bar Yochai, focusing on Rabbi Hashem Bar Yochai. Many have a custom to go to Meron. We'll touch upon that in a few moments. And it's also certainly in our minds the reality that this year is the first yahrzeit of a terrible, terrible tragedy. 45 young people perished, left us way before their time, and the families of these young people, it's not just 45, I shouldn't really say 45, there are many, many more who are very, very ill. I know someone, Rav Davin, the grandfather of a person who, Rachmana Litzlan, is in a vegetative state the entire year from the tragedy, and pain and suffering is really beyond words. So it's a time to reflect, and it is Lag B'Omer. Let's discuss something maybe that we can try to capture a bit of both of the sentiment that many of us struggle with as we near this important day. The piyut that is commonly sung, expressed, said on this day begins with the words, Bar Yochai, Moshachta Ashrecha, Shemen Sosain Mechaverecha. Bar Yochai, you are anointed. You have been anointed. Fortunate are you. Moshach Ashrecha Shemen Sasan with oil of joy, more than your friends. Okay, these words are very esoteric. What does this mean exactly? Bar Yochai, you have been anointed. Bar Yochai is not a melech. Rashbi, Rabban, the Shimon Bar Yochai, he's not a king. He is not a Kohen. Certainly not the Kohen Gadol. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai lived in the times after the Churban Bayis, Sheni, times of Shmad, when the Goyim, when the Romans desperately wanted to murder him, to assassinate him for his rebellion against the Roman government. Rashbi made a statement, a public statement, that everything that the Romans do, it's for their own good. They build bridges to collect taxes. They build bathhouses in order to engage in averos. And this did not go off very well with the authorities. And he was a wanted man. He hid in the cave for 13 years with his son, great Mesiras Nefesh, and miraculously he survived. What does it mean that he's anointed? He has been anointed with oil, oil of joy, more so than his friends. These are words. What do these words mean? Honestly, I don't know. I'm not going to make believe I know. We can translate the words. We can look in the translations. What do they really mean? I do not know, but I would like to throw out an idea that's not my idea. I saw this idea. I don't remember where I saw this, but I want to expand upon it. The idea that I saw, came across, is the following. Every liquid in this world has a sound. What does that mean? We can do a scientific experiment. Take a gallon of water and pour a gallon of water over a cliff and put in its vicinity a listening device that can measure the decibel level of the sound that the water makes as it pours. If you've ever gone to Niagara Falls, you have to wear hearing protection. Cover your ears because the sound of the water that is poured over a point and comes crashing down is deafening. The sound of water from all the liquids of the world, makes the most noise. Kol Hashem al Hamayim. find many psukim in Tanakh where express this idea that Koil Hashem Alamayim, Hashem comes with a roar, a loud roar, the roar that one hears with the pouring, the flow of a mighty body of water. And other liquids also have noise. Wine has noise. Certainly fruit juices have noise. You can take every liquid in the world and you can give it a number. You can create a scientific method to test decibel level of every liquid as it's poured over an edge, over a horizontal surface where it goes down a vertical plane. You can define its sound with an instrument. Which liquid is the most silent? If we were to do such an experiment and take all the different types of natural liquids in this world and attempt to measure their sound, water, wine, fruit juices, towel, dew, rain, each liquid has a unique quality. Okay, rain, it's not exactly H2O, but you know, everyone can use their imagination, different types of natural liquids. Which liquid? Blood? Okay, there's blood, milk, other liquids. There are actually 7 liquids in Chazal. 7 different liquids that are used in Chazal in reference to the laws of Tumah. Hechsher Zeroyim, to prepare, to condition the food to be susceptible to the Mekabel Tumah. But from all of the liquids, which liquid makes the least sound? And the answer is shemen, oil. Oil does not make any noise. If the Niagara Falls would be oil and not water, you would not need any protection for your ears. You wouldn't hear a sound. That is the nature of oil. Aaron HaKohen was anointed with the Shemen HaMishra. He was the Kohen Gadol. I know Melech also was anointed, but let's focus for the moment on Aaron HaKohen. He was anointed. We find a very unique midah, a very unique midah in reference to Aaron HaKohen. At the Chanukah HaMishkan, the happiest day of the world, when Hashem brought down His divine presence to rest permanently in this world, on that day, His two sons, Nadav and Avihu, entered into the Kodesh HaKodashim to bring a fire offering, which they were not instructed, and they tragically perished. When Aaron heard what happened, the pasuk records his reaction with the words, Vayidoin Aharon. Aharon was silent. He had this superhuman ability to accept the tragedy. It's not for us to understand. His ability to deal with the tragedy is something which, again, is superhuman. And this is what it says in the Torah, Vayidoim Aharon. He didn't complain. He did not reject Hashem. He did not ask all of the obvious questions that we would all ask. How could this possibly happen on this day? On this day when Hashem has come to this earth to bestow, to rest His divine presence, He accepted silence. Let's step back a little bit. What is the holiday of Lag BaOmer all about? There are many, many different ideas. There's some very beautiful ideas out there. You can see in beautiful forums that discuss the this concept. But if you ask the average person, give me the basic concept that we should focus on Lag BaOmer, and the answer will be that it is on this day that the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students, or as Chazal described it, 12,000 pairs of students, and they perished. Shaloi nohagu kavod ze lozeh. They did not show respect one to another. We don't really have a clear understanding of what this really means. Why did the punishment fit the crime? That's not our issue. But it was a terrible, terrible tragedy. We would expect maybe there's a silver lining. Maybe something good came from this. Maybe there were some survivors. No, it could not have been worse. Unfortunately, when Rachmana Litzlan is a tragedy, we like to say, Baruch Hashem, it could have been worse. Well, not in this case. It was as bad as it can get. Every single last one of them, B'li Yoytzei Min HaKlal, died. There were no survivors. every last one of his students perished. So the question is, why are we celebrating? What's there to celebrate? It's a tragedy. 24,000 students died. On Lag BaOmer, they stopped dying. Okay, obviously there's a discussion, does that mean they stopped on that day and they continued the next day? Well, let's for the moment assume it came to an end. What's there to celebrate? It's a tragedy. Death. 24,000 students died. There was no one left. There is nothing to celebrate. We should have a Yom HaZikaron. We should have a Tisha B'Av on Lag BaOmer to commemorate the tragedy. If you'll suggest, no, we're not going to have another Tisha B'Av. Okay, so if we're not going to have another Tisha B'Av, we'll wait until Tisha B'Av to mourn their death. Just go back to work. It's a regular day. You can get married, fine. You can take a haircut. But why celebrate? What are you celebrating? It's not a happy day. It's a day of reflection of the tragedy, or at best, the tragedy is over. So move on with your life. What's there to celebrate? Rabbi Akiva must have been a very, very depressed person after his life work of raising 24,000 students, after everything that he devoted his life to was taken away, was destroyed. How does a human being deal with this? Well, there was another person who had a similar issue, Aaron HaKohen. And what did Aaron do when he heard the news, the tragedy of the loss of his two children? Vayidoyim Aharon. He was silent. Lag BaOmer is the day where Rabbi Akiva fulfilled. Vayidoyim Rabbi Akiva. He accepted. He accepted. He was silent. He did not challenge Hashem. He did not say, why, how could this happen? What Aaron did on the first day of Nisan, Vayidoyim Aharon, Rabbi Akiva did on Lag BaOmer. Why is that a day of joy? Not necessarily, no. The question doesn't really answer it, but let's go further. What did he do on that day? Let's start again. I mean, he selected five fresh students, and among those students was Rabban Shimon ben Yochai. It was the first day where Rabbi Akiva, without having any complaints to Hashem, let's start again. The Vayidoyim Aharon of Rabbi Akiva was, let's pick ourselves up, let's start again. It was the first day of Rabban Shimon bar Yochai entering into the yeshiva, a yeshiva of five students. And certainly, these five students lived under the shadow of their Rebbe, who was the living embodiment of Vayidoyim Aharon, of that generation of all generations. And he learned from his Rebbe. And how do you know that Rabban Shimon bar Yochai learned the Midah of Vayidoyim Aharon? Because from the five students, Rabban Shimon ben Yochai was in a situation of silence for 13 years. When he spoke out against the Romans, and he said what he felt in his opinion was the correct approach, and he said that the Romans were wicked, and there's no redeeming quality for what they have done and who they are, he was the number one wanted man in the world. And he was, in today's vernacular, he was canceled. He was silenced. He was shunned. He was bullied. He went into the cave with his son, Rabbi Eliezer, and he sat there in silence for 13 years. His ability to restrain himself and accept his matzah was certainly an outgrowth of the training of living under the shadow of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, who after witnessing the death of his 24,000 students, similarly expressed himself with the motto of Aaron, by Yidoyim Aaron. Rashbi was silent, canceled, removed from society, in isolation for 13 years. Bar Yochai, Mashachta, you're anointed. The oil, the liquid that makes no noise, that is silent, is poured all over you. Just like Aaron, who said, Vayidoyim Aaron, he was anointed with shemen, with the liquid that stands on the other end of the spectrum from the koil Hashem al-Hamoyim, the liquid that makes no sound. Rashbi, you're not a Kohen, you're not a Melech, but you epitomize the nature of the Shemen that makes no noise. Tayidoim, Bar Yechoi Moshachta. It's as if you have been anointed. It has been put upon you the royalty, the holiness of the Shemen, the ability to accept. Ashrecha, you are fortunate. The oil of joy, the ability to accept, to have steadfast emuna in Hashem, and be mekabel, what come your way with absolute faith, is something which is noble, which is great, which is holy, and we describe you as person who has achieved the shemen sofer mechavarecha. You have elevated yourself more so than all of humanity, as Aaron did, to accept. It's tragic that this message is very real this year on Lag BaOmer. As we mentioned, it's Lag BaOmer, it's a happy day. There are many reasons, many other things about Lag BaOmer that are very pleasant, but certainly on the minds of many people is what happened last year. The pain of these families certainly this year will be rekindled, and we have to be mishtates in their pain. We have to pray for these families. We have to pray for the people who are still deathly ill, and the people who have been traumatized, the families who suffer daily in dealing and coming to terms with this event, and who struggle in the message of the day. Rabbi Akiva witnessed the korban of everything that he had, and he was able to achieve a state of Ayidoy Maharin. Can't expect that from anyone. But we have to at least be mishtateif, join in their tzar, and pray to Hashem that Hashem give them the strength, the koyach, to achieve on each person's level the satisfaction, the emuna of being able to go forward in a uplifting, meaningful way with faith and thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May we all merit to good news, the Seres, Toivos, Yeshuas, and Nechamos, happiness and joy in Lag BaOmer, and many good days yet to come. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful evening. All the best to everyone. Good night.